T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the great one, Deuce McAllister, here with me today, going to 7 o'clock tonight. That's when we'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Network for the Will Wade Show. College basketball tonight here on WWL. 260-1870. You can text us at 870-870. Coming up this hour on the program, continuing about the NFL Scouting Combine. Gets underway tomorrow through March 5th. Frank Schwab, who covers the NFL for Yahoo and has a blog called Shutdown Corner, we'll get his take as the Combine begins tomorrow, preview some of the top needs at the Combine, and also preview the top quarterbacks who will be on display. It's projected as many as 5 could be first-round caliber in 2018. And, Deuce, that number always seems to kind of swell because, you know, if there gets to be 5 that are projected in the first round and 5 go, it's probably going to be closer to 6 going because somebody's going to get a little antsy and they're going to be scared that if that guy, if they don't have that first pick in round 2, then it's like, oh, well, you know, number 6, whoever's there, you know, they're going to come off. It all depends, Deuce, obviously, how quickly they come off the board. But if there's a run on them, it could go much more than 5.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But you also have to look at what happens in free agency. And I mean, the thing that a market will change. Because tell me, there was rumors of Alex Smith being available.
That's right.
But when he was basically able to agree with Washington, then now Alex Smith is off the board, and Kirk Cousins, his price goes up a little bit more. Also, Sam Bradford is not going to be – I mean, I'm sorry, Case Keenan is not going to be – franchise tag by the Minnesota Vikings. So he will be available as far as for a starting quarterback. So there's some teams that right now that may be needy quarterback wise,
right,
but they may fill that void via free agency. And you'll really see the structure of that deal. How's that deal structured? Blake Bortles, prime example. Blake Bortles got 3 years, $57 million. Well, I mean, once you look at that deal, though, he only got $1 million more than what his last year would have been. Right. He was going to make on his fifth-year option $19 million. Well, Blake is going to make in his first year a little bit north of $20 million, $20.5 million and somewhere in that neighborhood. So he only got $1.5 million more than he would have on his fifth-year option. For the team, yes, it's a three-year deal, but technically – they could probably cut him after one.
Yeah. Also talking about, we have some hot tickets. I'm talking about super hot to give away now through Friday. We're going to give away tickets to the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's coming up. You can see the Dudley Boys. Goldberg, who goes into the Hall of Fame, he'll be enshrined this year. Ivory, Jeff Jarrett, and they all take their rightful place in sports entertainment history. Friday, April 6th at Smoothie King Center. Be sure and listen now through Friday, your way to see the legends at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Listen now, between now and 7 p.m. tonight, for the Goldberg theme song. When you hear the Goldberg theme song, I'll give you the number to call in and win. If you're the 8th caller, one lucky winner will be instantly upgraded. And one winner of who wins of this contest will be upgraded and also get WrestleMania 34 tickets. So free tickets to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'll give away a pair each day. And then the winners of those also get to be entered into an opportunity to possibly get upgraded to WrestleMania 34 tickets. Free tickets to all the action right here from WWL.
And Deke, just to follow up on some more players that were released, Carolina released Charles Johnson, who was the defensive end that got suspended. He was hurt. I don't think he's the same Charles Johnson of Last year was a terrible year for him, but let's just go back to 3 years ago.
Before that, he was
when he really
took the fear in people.
Yeah, that's exactly. Mm-hmm. He was an outstanding. You could see a burst on him, and then they let Coleman go to safety. Also, they want to get younger at that position, and both of those guys.
I want to say, Deuce, he was he out for the playoff game or for the second meeting? One of the meetings this year.
Johnson was.
Yeah, Johnson didn't play
Johnson
against
was.
Us.
I mean, well, he was suspended.
Yeah,
he was suspended, and so. They let both of those guys go, and then Pernell McPhee at Chicago Bears. He's an outside linebacker. I'm gonna tell you now, he's a little older, but he would be a pretty good situational guy if he's healthy as well. Because that was his big payday. He was a guy that was over at Baltimore, got paid by the Bears, and he really wasn't healthy for him. But I'm gonna tell you, he's a guy that can. He's a 3-4 guy. So he's a heavier outside linebacker. He's really a stand-up defensive end, but, you know, he plays that outside linebacker position. And then they let he's going to get some interest on the market. He's got to show he's healthy. And then they let Demps go, who was due a signing bonus. Both of those guys were due roster or signing bonuses coming up. And so the Bears let him go. They want to get a little younger. And, you know, they've got some cap room, cap space, so it wasn't like they were hurting in that manner. And then Khalil. I think it was Ryan Khalil with Carolina. Yeah, offensive lineman. They converted one of his bonuses just to say that he is going to be there this upcoming year with Carolina. So I don't think that they're going to sign their all-pro guard. I think they're going to let him walk. But they are going to bring back one of the Khalil brothers.
That's Deuce McAllister. I'm Deke Bellavere, New Orleans Pelicans. Tonight's game against the Phoenix Suns. They've lost 9 straight. That is tied with Memphis as the worst losing streak in the league. Only the Rockets have a better win streak currently than the Pelicans. The Rockets have won 12 straight. They own the best record in the NBA at 46-13. The Pelicans have won 5 straight, looking to make it 6 straight tonight at Smoothie King Center. A 7 p.m. tip against the Phoenix Suns. We'll preview that one next hour. And we'll talk a little NFL scouting combine. And the Saints, can they add some more impact starters to this year's team? They hit home runs last year, Rookies of the Year, and also other primetime rookies that came out and played extremely well. Can the Saints repeat that? It's our Peretti Mazda Opinion Poll at WWL.com. And welcome back. Along with Deuce McAllister, I'm Deke Bellavere. A lot happening. College basketball over the weekend. LSU falling big at Georgia. College baseball. The Tigers taking 2 out of 3 over Texas. Tonight, the Will Wade Show. We'll talk about that coming up. And the Tigers are coming down the home stretch. Big game Wednesday night right here on WWL Radio. And on the cusp, I say the eve, the start of the NFL scouting combine. Of course, a lot of people preview the combine, Deuce. They talk about who will be this year's kind of workout warriors, and one guy, Deuce, who is, and I don't mean this in a negative way, a workout warrior, phenomenal strength, one of the strongest, they said, backs, the strongest, I think, on the record, broke all kind of personal goals and team goals and historic records at Penn State University. Many feel will be, as high as a selection as Leonard Fournette was, is Saquon Barkley, who adds a punch on special teams too as well. Don't know if he'll be used as that at the pro level, but boy, Deuce, he was a throwback back, so to speak, one that was just a physical brute that could really, one of those backs that in a day and time where you kind of don't give it all to one back, he would have fit good back into the 70s and the 80s because he's one of those backs that could carry the load in a day and time where backs are kind of like, you know, not asked to carry the ball by themselves 20, 25, 30 times a game.
So are you calling him just a workout warrior or are you saying the kid can play?
No, I'm saying he can play, but he can. He's also a workout warrior, though. I mean, he's from all in the counts, you know, everybody says how much he works in the weight room and so forth, but he's got a body of work of playing, too, though.
He will be top three in every event. So that's the 40, that's the vertical, that's the broad jump, and three count. He should be top three based off of his previous numbers at Penn State. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to win every one of them.
Right.
But he should be top three.
When you look at him as a back, Deuce, break him down.
Kid can play. I mean, a playmaker. Mm-hmm. He could dot the I. So he can run behind the fullback. so he can dot the I. He can run behind the fullback. So you feel good giving him the ball 20 to 25 times and him being able to carry it, carry that load, and not have any wear and tear. I mean, obviously he's going to have wear and tear because that's just the NFL.
Yeah.
But you feel comfortable giving him that football 25 times. You feel comfortable getting him into space. Now, he's not the satellite guy that Alvin Kamara is.
Right.
But you feel comfortable giving him some option routes, getting him matched up in the slot against a linebacker and or safety if you go empty, doing some different things like that because he has shown on tape that he can win.
Yeah.
And so now the biggest thing for me to see for him is how is he adjusting? You know, when defenses have that overhang guy that's preventing the cutback, is he selling it hard enough front side to make him respect staying at home, or is he just trying to cut it back right now and defenses are slowing him down? So I want to see how he's processing not only the offense that will pick him, but, you know, how is he processing when defense try to slow him down?
Deuce, he's also in not the games that he didn't – I mean, every game he had significant numbers. But even in games in which you may have looked and said, oh, well, that's not a Saquon Barkley, 175, three scores per game, 200 all-purpose yards, he would return kicks. I mean, he was just
–
made an impact.
They wanted to get the playmaker ball.
That game against Ohio State when he started out. He run the kickoff back.
Yeah, well, and so now team slowed him down. Mm-hmm. I think it was Iowa.
They did.
I think it was Iowa that gave him fits. But they wanted to get the playmaker the ball. And so for him to be a returner, that's just something else that, hey, look.
Get him more touches.
Get him more touches. Mm-hmm. We can get you more touches. We can get you in space. Then you just go be a player. And he's got pretty good top end speed too, as well. And he's a heavier guy, man. He plays at 225, 230. That's really good size for a running back.
Deuce, when you look at it in a day and time where the running back position, not by purpose, but hey, design of the game, you know, wear and tear on the body, the position has been devalued some. One would think he was going to be drafted as high as a back would be drafted.
I mean, some guys like him as a number one pick. Some teams definitely top four.
Yeah.
I look at him as a top four guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's obviously going to come down to needs. But, I mean, for me, he's a top four guy. Some people don't like taking a running back that high.
Right.
But if you've got a young quarterback and or an experienced offensive line, what did Dallas
do? Plug and play. Yeah, exactly.
What did Dallas do?
Yeah.
You know, I was not a fan of Ezekiel Elliott going that high. But, I mean,
he returned
you can't fault it.
Yeah. And you really find out more about Ezekiel Elliott this year when he wasn't even there.
You're exactly right.
When he wasn't in there and how much, you know, he and Dak mean together. No doubt about it. Other big names, too, when you think about it, Deuce, Minka Fitzpatrick, defensive back out of Alabama is one. Quentin Nelson. There are a lot of big-time players, but it's those ones, Deuce, that I think that may not have been – privy to, you know, the big Power Five conferences that might come up and, turn some heads, and then they'll build off of some of the things they've done. Like, there'll be some that maybe in an incline and start to take a step forward in the right direction at the Senior Bowl practices, and they'll take another step forward now, and then you get that inertia going in the right direction to where it's, okay, now you've done the combine, and the next thing is obviously your pro day.
Yeah, the combine will be nice. I mean, because you have to remember, everybody doesn't get to play in the Senior Bowl. You know, you had some guys that were hurt. You had some guys that were juniors, and so they didn't get to participate in that game. But to have the interaction with the GMs, to have the interaction with a lot of the other guys that you're competing with or against, that's always good to have. And so that's why it's so important to do really well, even if you're not testing at the combine. Those interviews will go a very, very long way.
Till you have to come, we'll talk about some of those high-profile quarterbacks and other prime players that are expected to be showcased at the scouting combine. He's Deuce McAllister. I'm Deke Bellavere. But first up here is a CBS update. NFL scouting combine starting tomorrow. Some of the top quarterback prospects. Many of these dudes are considered first-round talent that'll be available. Sam Darnold of USC, heavily influenced by the Pac-12. Obviously, Josh Rosen from UCLA. I've heard some people say that he's probably, watching ESPN, the most ready coming into the pros. Then they throw in there Baker Mayfield, who is a guy with a tremendous amount of talent. It can move around, ad-lib, so to speak. And then a lot of people think, Deuce, one that stands to gain a lot that could really skyrocket over the course of the next few weeks leading up to the draft is Louisville's Lamar Jackson. Because the body of work he's got, and also they feel some of the workouts, and just to see him on film, but for the scouts to see him in person do it, Deuce, a lot of people figure he could really skyrocket.
Deke, I saw something that was interesting to me, and it was perplexing in a little way, and I want to get your opinion, and I want to get the fans' opinion.
In which way were you perplexed, dude?
This young man has a tremendous, tremendous opportunity in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there have been questions really for the last 2 years whether he is a quarterback and or receiver.
Right.
Bill Polian, Hall of Fame GM, sees him as a receiver. Some other college NFL pundits sees him as a receiver. Myself, I see him as a quarterback. But he has made the decision to allow his mother to represent him right now.
As
so far.
His agent? Miss Jackson.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
She is for real. There ain't no joke about that. This is
it bothers me.
Man.
And it's not about,
he
you
said,
know,
Papa don't take no mess. Mama Jackson don't take no mess, dude.
It's not about the 3%.
Nah,
it's not about the
3%. I didn't even realize that.
It's not about the 3% agent fee.
Right.
You can get a law firm to be involved
mm-hmm.
with your contract. I understand that. I get that.
Yeah.
But if there is some question, I want to at least have a team that has been through it
right.
to guide me through what I'm about to go through.
Well, it's like anything you're prepared to do. You want to be – whatever you're doing, whether it's you know going to school, you want to have the notebook, the number two pencil, you know what they tell the kids to bring. If you're cooking, you got to have this. You want to have the right tools. And in a situation like that, it's best served to have somebody that's been in that arena before.
It's different when a guy has been in the NFL. You know, a lot of people talk about Russell Okung, the offensive lineman,
right.
that didn't have an agent. You know, yes, he saved 3%, 1%. I mean, but that's all negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to pay my agent 3%, I can say, hey, look, we're going with 1%.
Right.
We're going with 1.5%. You don't have to agree to the 3%. That's the max anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never been through that process, give me somebody that has been through that process. You know, because, yes, the contracts are slotted, but there's language in there that you can win as well.
Right.
There's language that goes in those contracts, whether it's the fifth-year option, whether it's for injury. You look at some of the guys that have Bosa held out.
Yeah.
You look at some of the other quarterbacks that have held out. They're slotted. Yes, I understand that. They go up a percentage each year, 7%, 10%, whatever it may be. We get that, but it's a quarterback. And it's different for a quarterback.
Yeah.
So give me someone that has been through it. Let me negotiate down my fee if that's what I'm afraid of.
Sure.
But I want some of that representation that can at least, I think, that can help me. And I'm just not sure
right.
that he is going about it
well,
the right way.
To me, I could be wrong, but to me, from a standpoint of Lamar Jackson – for him to not be drafted as a quarterback would be a travesty. Now, what happens after that? We saw Terrell Pryor. We saw Braxton Miller. We've seen people develop, and they look. They become
Hines
Ward has been one. Antoine Randall L. Cordell Stewart. We've seen a lot of that, but for this young man
Jewel
in
Edelman.
The body of work that he has shown, look, I want to see someone, and it may be a situation where it's, hey, look, we gave it our best shot, but you put somebody with this young man that knows his skill set and knows what he's done at the college level and you don't do it that long. And yeah, you're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. He had far more good days than bad days. And I know it's easy to point out some of the games that, oh, well, look at what they did to him. This is what they're going to do more in the NFL. Okay, yeah. But let's put him in a setting where there's a coach that can also show him and coach him to where, yes, this is what they're going to do to you, but this is what you need to do when they come at you this way. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, Deuce. But I would like to see a coach that knows something about a quarterback get a hold to Lamar Jackson. And I do feel out of 32 teams, there's going to be one coach out there that wants to take a shot at this young man at a quarterback. And then if it doesn't, he can always use his skill set as a receiver.
Well, Deke, we've already
it'd be a shame not to see him take a snap in the NFL.
In the NBA,
a red ass deuce as a New York Knicks fan that the best quarterback in New York for 5 years was Charlie Ward playing for the Knicks and never took a snap.
I would agree 100%.
Never took a snap.
Deke.
Russell Shepard, number one dual threat quarterback in the nation out of Houston. Never took a snap at LSU. Never took a snap. Not one freaking snap. Come on, man.
It was a wild tiger. Direct snap. It wasn't as a quarterback.
Let him throw a pass.
That's different.
That's embarrassing.
Deke, all it takes is one.
That's it.
I don't need 32 of them. All 31 of them
Who's earned the right to take at least one snap as a quarterback in the National Football League? He has earned that right. There's no doubt about it. Again, I think beauty will be in the eyes of the beholder, Deuce. I mean, a lot of people didn't pan out, but the guy that used to be with New England that was coaching the Broncos, he fell in love with Tim Tebow. He had him there. He brought him there. Some coaches fall in love with quarterbacks. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. John Elway, for some reason, they fell in love with the young man from Memphis. It hadn't panned out, Deuce. He just hadn't panned out over there at the quarterback. They moved up to get him. It just doesn't look like it's going to work out there. So, hey, you cut your ties, boom, so be it. But for him not to be drafted as a quarterback, that'd be a shame. That would be a shame. I think out of 32 teams, somebody's going to draft him, though, and give him a shot. You got to. Of all the projects we've seen before in the National Football League, I would think, hey, in your own backyard, somebody like Sean Payton, a coach like that, somebody like Mike McCarthy, somebody like Andy Reid, those guys that are known for being with quarterbacks, I just got to believe there's one out there that wants to say, you know what, I wouldn't mind working with him. And I think Lamar Jackson can get that. But as far as the deal with Mama Jackson, though, Deuce, yeah, that's that's not sound advice there.
Here's one, 3666. Goodness, the combine will answer all those questions. No, it will not. Mm-mm. There is not one pass rush. There is not one defensive secondary.
You can't simulate the NFL at a combine, my man. Or, excuse me, my lady, whoever that person is texting that. Nothing can simulate real NFL. Nothing. The only thing simulated is NFL.
And then 3286 said, why not Jackson to the Saints? Could play receiver now and learn under Breeze to play quarterback. If not, you have a wide receiver. Saints don't need to be fooling with nobody at receiver if he ain't a for-show receiver with the number one pick.
Yep. All right, coming back, we'll get to Mike and the rest of your callers. Plus, we'll talk about the combine and the top-tier quarterbacks available this year's draft up next here on WWL. Frank Schwab joins us now, covers the NFL for Yahoo and the blog Shutdown Corner at Yahoo Schwab on Twitter. Frank, thank you so much for the time. The scouting combine getting set to start tomorrow through March 5th. What are some interesting things, Frank, going in that you are possibly pointing toward? Instead of just sitting here saying, well, what about this position? And just give you the floor, maybe take a few moments and talk about some of the things you would point out to some of the viewers, some people that will be following the combine to pay attention to.
Yeah, I honestly think this is the year that it's quarterback central. I mean, we're going to be talking about the top four guys, top five. I mean, include Lamar Jackson because he's going to be a big story too. But these guys who are kind of right now anyway, the top four of the draft: Darnold, Rosen, Mayfield, and Allen. I mean, they have to separate themselves somehow. I don't know how these guys are separated. I can make a case for any one of the four being the first guy off the board. I can make a case for any one of those four being the last guy, the four off the board. And what they do at the combine, I think, is going to be really important. The way they throw, the way they work out, and especially for guys like Rosen and Mayfield, the way they interview. And then I think Lamar Jackson is kind of a different deal altogether, where you know, he could test out so well that he really moves himself up. I think between now and the draft, Lamar Jackson's going to be one of those guys who starts to rise up draft boards, or at least our perception of it is he rises up draft boards. So to me, look, there's interesting guys here. A lot of great running backs, including, you know, like there are guys from LSU down there. And there's interesting, you know, receivers because there's not really a good number one. And there's interest at every position, but this year's the quarterbacks, man. It is going to be really fascinating to see if any of those four can become the number one pick this week.
Frank, when you look at those quarterbacks, is it anybody that just jumps off the board for you, or do you really just have them bunched up and basing it off of potential just because they fit the prototypical size and or have the arm strength?
Yeah, to be honest, it's one of those deals where I think of the four, I probably like Baker Mayfield the most. I know he's not the size that you love at less than 6'1", but you guys down there have seen a guy less than 6'1" do some things. So that's not necessarily a fatal flaw that he can't overcome. I think, you know, with Breeze and Russell Wilson, we're seeing, you know, teams are saying, okay, well, shorter quarterbacks can do it. And Baker is just played well. I mean, look, and there's no real reason other than his height, maybe some maturity issues, to believe he's not the best quarterback in this draft. And the one guy I really don't like is Josh Allen. I mean, I know that he's big. He's got the huge arm. He can move around. He's a good athlete. But this guy wasn't even first or second team All-Mountain West. I just have a tough time believing he's going to come in and be a Pro Bowler. But he can't be first team All-Mountain West. I mean, maybe that's just a mental block for me. But he's the one guy I'm most leery of. But I understand why teams would like him. I mean, he can throw a ball through a brick wall, and he can run, and he's a huge kid, and he's obviously, you know, from everything I know of him, he's got a good attitude and stuff like that. But those are the two on the extremes for me. I think Baker's the one I like the most. Allen's the one I like the least of the four. And the one I'm intrigued most by is Lamar Jackson. I know he's not in the top four yet, but he's kind of a guy who, you know, I Michael Vick said he's a spitting image of me. I kind of agree. I think this is kind of a right hand of Michael Vick. Michael Vick went to four Pro Bowls. She had a very good career, so I'm really interested to see.
Frank, are you surprised that some people talk at him and say already he's a wide receiver?
Very surprised. I don't think NFL teams think that way. I think Bill Polian, the former Colts GM who was on ESPN now, said that. I really, truly don't think NFL teams think that way. I think that yeah, there's some teams that just, you know, they don't need a quarterback, so he's off their board, whatever. But I think the teams looking at him say, well, you know, can we develop him? Can we run the kind of system he's going to need? And if not, you just put him off your board. They say, well, he's not a good fit for us. But the teams that can get creative, the teams that – I think about Philly and the way they ran their offense, you know, I mean, with Wentz and even after Wentz, they kind of, you know, incorporated a lot of college stuff and were very creative. If a team like that, who has an opening and a need, with a good creative coaching staff, gets Lamar Jackson, I really think he could be a successful NFL quarterback. I know he needs polish, he needs development, he's not a day one starter, but you just look at the game film from him from Louisville and you say, this kid can play quarterback. He is way too good at that level to believe that he should move to wide receiver already.
Frank, you spoke a little bit about the running backs, Barkley and Geis. What are some other Sony Michel, you know, I think is a top one. Nick Chubb has some injury history that he's got to be able to answer for. Give me two of your top running backs and then two of your defensive ends that you're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, and I think the running backs are very interesting. I mean, Saquon's the number one guy, obviously. I mean, he's just – look, this guy was built in a lab somewhere. He's 230 and he runs like he's about 190. I'm saying like just as far as nimbleness and quickness. I mean, it's amazing when you watch him run and then you say, wow, that guy's 230 pounds. I mean, he's really, really good and talented. Other than that, I think, you know, Sony Michel is a guy who really sticks out to me, and he does. I mean, I've heard the Alvin Kamara comparisons, and I mean, it's tough to live up to what Alvin Kamara did last year, but you can see some of the same kind of stuff, and that's why I really like him. I think he's going to be a real nice find for somebody in the second round or whenever he goes. who's going to put him into a position to succeed. And just like Kamara, just, you know, we're going to use him in a certain way, and he's going to just rack up touchdowns and stats. I think same thing. Defensively, I think, you know, Arden Key, a guy from LSU down there, he's a really good player. I think he could really stand out. I think Bradley Chubb's the guy. I think if you're the Cleveland Browns, I think, you know, who had the first pick, I think you do have to think, maybe we take Chubb with the first pick, pair him with Myles Garrett. If maybe free agency is the way to go with quarterback, or maybe just say, hey, our guy's going to be there at four. There's four good quarterbacks on the board, and if we take Chubb number one, we're going to have a choice of two of those four guys. I think Chubb is that good. If you compare him with Garrett, your defensive line all of a sudden looks really, really good, and you're still going to get a quarterback with a fourth pick. I think that, you know, Chubb is the one guy that just stands head shoulders above everybody else.
Great stuff. Check him out. Covers the NFL for Yahoo, and the blog is Shut Down Corner. At Yahoo Schwab, Frank Schwab. Frank, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the combine.
Absolutely, fellas. I appreciate it.
All
thanks,
right.
Frank.
Sports Talk continues until 7 o'clock tonight, and it's LSU basketball, the Will Wade Show here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.